Okay. Well, there's really just the one line. You don't have to put in everything, you know, because that motion really referred largely to a great deal of specificity that isn't necessarily necessary. It's just they are, you know, they jointly screen and select a pool of candidates from which the CFO hires the business managers, at the station business managers. That's basically the idea.
Actually, Brian's was much simpler, and it refers to supervising, you know, hiring, supervising, and terminating, having some authority with that. So anyway, that's...
Okay, is that what you sent? I'm looking at...
Yeah, I sent in the subject, it says, oops.
I'm looking at a motion with a bunch of whereases. Are you saying that's not Brian's motion?
No, right, that's not. And then
okay.
I sent after that an oops to everyone.
Okay.
Which is much better.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Janice. I did receive the information that Janet Kay sent to all of us, and I believe that it is... can be boiled down to two sentences and revised to fit number 7. If there are no volunteers to do that, I will do that. But I believe it's fairly simple.
Oh, okay. I didn't get the shorter version. I only received the long one.
I'm sorry. That's the version to which I'm referring.
The long one?
I could boil
no,
that down into two
that's
sentences.
Not,
yes.
That's not the one.
But that's not what was passed, that is what she's saying.
Right.
Can you send?
And
can you resend what was passed? Because I don't think we received it.
I did. I received it.
I have one that came at 9:19 or 6:19 or whatever your zone is, as opposed to 14 after, 19 after.
Right. No, I have the one that came at 6:13. I have the one that came at 19.
Could I just read it aloud for the stream and those who aren't seeing it?
Okay. But it doesn't have all the whereases. The one
that has
the whereas.
No, it does not.
Okay, good. Okay.
May I read it?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
The hire and or termination of any business manager shall require approval of the chief financial officer. The CFO shall also directly supervise all accounting functions performed by business managers and shall participate in all evaluations of business managers. The CFO may seek P&B approval for the termination of a business manager whose unit manager is unwilling to terminate him/her at the CFO's recommendation.
Okay. So are you proposing wording, or you're saying you're going to write something up?
I am saying that I will collect that into two or three sentences to fit within the job description that we're currently reviewing.
Yeah, or even less. I mean, it just needs to be included as... It's only replacing the sentence assist with the hiring of local business managers.
I understand.
So yeah, so just one sentence that says they now hire.
I will do that after this meeting and send it
okay.
to you.
Thank you.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet.
So I would, I'm happy to work with you, Janice, on that.
Okay, one sentence.
Would you be willing to do that? I can maybe write something up. That's
well, that sounds fine, Janet. I can take a first pass and send it to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, more is less is my motto. Okay. I mean, less is more. Sorry. Anyway. Okay, so brevity in other words. Okay. So, we're moving right along here. At the next meeting, let's set up a timeline for the entire process? And oh, that's the other thing. How long are we posting it for? July 31st? Deadline? Gives us a couple of weeks to post it and run it for 30 days thereafter.
I would agree with a 30-day posting.
Okay, so July 31st.
Provided it post, recognizing when you post it on July 1st, it's a holiday weekend, and so probably people won't see it until that Monday, July 6th.
Well, no, what I was suggesting was that as soon as the PMB approves it, we can start putting it on websites. And so it would, you know, it would be, you know, starting that week right after the 15th that we would start trying to get this on different websites. So the minimum.
Now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So July 31st, is any objection to having that as the deadline?
To post.
To post. And then... Oh, my God, we went through this with the ED. Janice, what did we end up with in terms of where the resumes go?
The resumes went directly to the chair of the personnel committee with a copy also sent to the national office, which was necessary for EEO requirements, not only to CPB but to the state of the where the national office is.
Okay, sounds good. And
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
I'm assuming that whatever passes at this meeting would then be added to the in-person meeting agenda.
That's correct.
Okay.
As our committee report. And so just to recap, is there any objection to Janet Kay and Janice Lane Ewert coming up with hopefully one sentence to replace that item having to do with the business managers as our committee report, which does not preclude us tweaking it at the PMB meeting. So if there's no objection to that, we can move forward. And is there anything else that the committee can think of that we have to pass in order to for the PMB to approve something and that would allow us to start posting after the meeting?
One point of information, Madam
yes,
Chair.
Sure.
Otis set up an email address so that the resumes all came to one specific place that the committee chair would then have the password to pick those up. And so I would just make a note, and I would ask that the minutes also reflect the need to connect with Otis to establish a similar process for the CFO so that the materials are also in one central location for the committee chair to access.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so anything else? Okay, can we then establish, I think the next thing would be a next meeting date that we can establish a process, which will be important. I'm looking at let's. Okay.
While you're doing that, Madam Chair, when you're asking Alex for the materials that have been noted thus far, could you also ask for the last set of CFO questions that were used during the last hire so we're not starting from scratch?
Yeah. And I may have those because those were in copy, not in email. So I should have a hard copy of some of that material as well, hopefully, and I can always scan it. So let me see. So the meeting will end on the 15th, and I'm looking at the wrong calendar. Okay. Does anybody have a preference of days of the week or times that they're not available for meetings? Do we want to set up a regular schedule, or in the interest of time, do we want to just set up a series of meetings?
This is Janice. Given
yes,
that there are typically meetings that are, I think our problem in the past has been trying to find a meeting date that's not been taken by other committees. So I'm not sure how successful we could be tonight in establishing two or three meeting dates. Maybe there needs the need for the secretary to do a little homework and send out a reply ASAP to dates that are open for a series of personnel committee meeting dates.
Now,
Adriana.
Okay, Serene, and then I have a comment. Go ahead, Serene.
Adriana, too, please.
And then Adriana. And then I heard somebody else. Was that you, Benito? Okay. Serene and Adriana.
No, that wasn't me.
Was that you? Okay.
That's a song. Friday nights are very unpopular for everyone else. So if we were to choose like three Friday nights, I think we'd be fine. Or maybe two. Maybe we can take the 19th, which is 2 weeks from tonight, and it is still open. And then perhaps the 10th. Because by the 19th,
I was going to propose the 19th.
Yeah, by the 19th, we'll have the finalized version, and hopefully we can just go with it. And we can meet on the 10th to set up the procedure. We would have 3 weeks from then before the 10th or the
17th.
Doesn't really matter. And we would have enough time to set up the procedure before the ads start rolling in at the deadline of the 31st. So, and then our next meeting can be maybe the first Friday in August or something.
Okay, so I just want to refresh people's memory. Well, actually, it wasn't passed by the PMB yet, but the coordinating committee had recommended that as a regular meeting of the PMB, that it be the first Thursday of the month, which doesn't work in July because it's the 4th of July weekend. So they will be meeting the second Thursday of July. I would like to avoid meeting two nights in a row. So, personally, I'm just saying everybody else can express their opinion. I like the ninth Friday, the 19th. We used to, for the same reasons, in 2012, we always met on Fridays. So I would recommend the 19th and the 17th of July. The 19th of June and the 17th of July. For starters, is there any objection to that? We have pretty good attendance tonight.
I have no objection.
Okay.
I'd also like us to lock in the first meeting in August after the deadline, so either the 7th or the 14th.
Okay, well, the 6th will be the PMB meeting.
Okay, so the 14th.
So I would like to make it the 14th. So can we post those? Who's doing that? Adriana or Shireen or someone? Do those? I have so many codes
Adriana
to the calendar that I can't log on. Anyway, pardon?
Isn't that the role of the secretary?
Adriana, are you in a position to do it right now, or should I just do it?
Yes, tell me exactly which day do you want me to reserve?
June 19th.
June 19th,
and July 17th.
Give me a second. June
19th and July 17th.
And August 14th.
I'll email it to you.
And then we can work closely on the process as well. And I have my list of things to try to get together from the last search as well. Okay, is there any other... Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so I put together a single sentence for that item number 7. Should I send it to you all now or wait and send it to Janice?
Yeah, go ahead and send it and see what Janice thinks. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, may I make a side observation?
Yes, of course.
It's awfully great to be able to meet on Friday nights, and I think it says a lot about the place where we all must be in our lives that we are not considering that the beginning of the party again. That's very,
okay, there's a lot of static. I can barely hear you. Can everyone mute except Janice, please? Thank you.
You know, Lydia, it's not that important. It was really just a joke to end the night. The fact that we are able to meet on a Friday night when typically that's when people begin to go out and do the weekend suggests this is a very mature group.
Yes, and 20 years ago I would never have thought of it.
It just means that we date late, that's all.
Oh, thank you. I'll have to keep that in mind.
But we will try... we will, if we do our homework in advance, we can also, keep the meeting short and on time. And we're doing pretty well because we finished the meeting. So we'll try to do as much of pre-prep work in advance so that we can get through the meetings. Quickly. Okay. Is it the one that starts oops?
No, it's the one that starts language for item number 7 on CFO job description.
Yeah, I guess I'm just now getting your Brian's language. I must be very slow. So would you read it?
Yes.
It pops.
Oh, now I've got it. Language for item number 7. I got it.
Right. And this would replace this sentence, assist with the hiring of local station business managers.
I make a motion to accept the language that you presented, Janet Kay.
Seems lengthy to me.
This is Serene.
Yeah, Serene.
So there are things that are contained in those 3 sentences that are not in this new sentence, such as the process of bringing the termination of the business manager. The unit manager is not going to do the termination, bringing that issue to the PND. I don't see that in the new sentence. And I think, we agreed that Janice and Janet would put something together, and I just didn't do that instead of try to wordsmith it.
Yeah, I agree.
I differ. I did include that. Shall I read it?
Janet Kay, could we just do this?
Janet Kay, I think that we had already agreed that the two of you can work it out. It's too long. All we were replacing was that the CFO no longer just assists in the hiring. So,
but I mean, it's more complicated than that.
The motion is, not the job description.
I'd like to respond to what Serene said, regardless. I have there
where's
under Lou? Certain circumstances. That's where that.
Yeah, where's she? Yeah.
Is she addressed.
Okay, I don't like it. So, but just so you know, I think it's too long. It has too much. But if you and Janice can please work it out, wordsmithing is not that productive at that level right now.
Okay, I have a point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
So once Janice and I work it out, what happens with it? Does it get approved, or does by the
yeah? It'll go into
how
the,
it could get approved.
It'll go into.
May I just finish? Please. I think
go ahead.
Didn't we approve the
can't hear you
CFO. Didn't we approve the CFO job description? But this was outstanding, and so with this being outstanding, would just adding it into the, you know, whatever Janice and I come up with into the job description, would that be sufficient, or does this body need to approve that, or?
Janice, we already agreed that whatever you guys recommend would go into the draft. It then goes to the PMB, where I said any of us could amend it. So, for example, if this sentence that you put out were was the sentence that the two of you agreed on, it would go into the draft, and then I would object, and I would to reword it. That, you know, it's that's the process of the of everything we approve. We don't know if the PMB will approve the salary or anything else, but this committee is approving in advance whatever you and Janice come up with jointly.
Okay.
To go into the draft for the PMB to approve. Yes, Adriana.
I don't know.
So if everyone can mute except whoever's speaking right now, Adriana has the floor.
Okay. What I'm saying is that I would like to pre-approve something that I don't see first, because I don't agree with the line that just was read. What I would like is for them to come up with a shorter thing, and obviously we can put it on. We can, in the moment that we present the personal chair present the report to the PMB in the in-person meeting, automatically we can say that this is an amendment. I don't feel confident approving, pre-approving something that I don't see before.
Serene for the staff?
Serene.
Okay, so I know this has to be all put together by Monday, right? That's the target date.
Yeah.
And I don't want to further constrict anybody's weekend time, but if it's possible to circulate the language sometime tonight, and folks have 24 hours to weigh in, or until Sunday night to weigh in, I would prefer that. I don't like approving things on sight unseen. Just my preference. And also, Lydia, you said there was some bylaw language that you wanted to compare.
I know, but I'm never mind that one. I read the bylaws. I'm good. No change.
So I would ask that Janice and Janet send this committee the proposed new language for that section, for Section 7, and folks weigh in by, let's say, noon Pacific on Sunday, so that the finalized language hopefully can be ready to go on Monday.
Okay.
I can comply with that. This is Janice Lane. You're
Thank you.
I'm not planning to work on this tonight, but I am an early riser, and I can send you a couple of things in the morning. And I don't think we need to belabor what we're going to do at this point, but just to let you know, when I hang up, I am going to have a late gate.
Yeah, and because it's
you go, lady.
We're really only replacing assist in hiring, well, just to be clear. Okay, thank you.
Adriana will get part of the procedure.
Yes. Yes, Adriana.
Yes. I know that, you know, we're talking, we go about
the
ideas.
Can't hear you, Adriana.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
It's garbled. Go ahead.
Well, it's kind of... It's a new phone. I don't know what to do. What I'm saying is that... Janet covering Janet Kay is really good at that, because she sends always the motion and the ideas in writing. Then... when I do the minutes, I have, if I lose something, I have it there. But please, some of the contributions that we received today is not in writing. Then it's so difficult to try to make minutes, you know, when we don't have anything in writing, and I need to paraphrase, and I don't want to do that. Okay? If you want really something that goes in the meeting, in the minutes, like Janice, you mentioned something about asking the ITs to open an account or to put that account together, it's something that is very nice and add that to the meeting. Okay? Thank you.
Okay.
And Janice, just really briefly, please.
Go ahead.
Which one?
Pardon?
Which one? I spoke and Janet K spoke also.
Oh, I didn't hear Janet K. Oh, Shireen, oh. And then Janet K, sorry.
Okay, so just thanks. The new motion actually gives the CFO powers that were not previously existent. So I don't think it's simply a matter of, I understand we don't want something that's overly long, but it's not just a matter of removing that particular sentence. That sentence does leave, but there are other things that have to be added because of the new motion.
Okay, here was my point and my objection to what Janet said, to be clear.
No, I'm not asking, I have my objections also because I think things were not there that are contained in the motion that may as well go into the job description at this point because those are duties of the CFO. Those are now duties of the CFO.
Okay.
So I'm saying we're giving them permission to do the edit, but we should not restrict them only to replacing that particular sentence.
Okay. So here's the thing, is that this is not a procedure manual. A job description is a summary of the basic responsibilities. It does not give you the day-to-day responsibilities of everything. This is far more detailed than your average job description, just speaking from a professional point of view. When you have that beyond that, you get, when you are employed, a list of the duties that you have to perform. So that, you know, that is my objection to it, that the overarching responsibility that changed from the previous job description is simply that the CFO now hires the business managers and in conjunction with the GMs, but period. And then the other, the specificity of duties is part of you know, duties and procedures. And that's the norm. I know that we're not always adhering to that. But anyway, but that's just me. Okay, so Janet K.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Okay, so I have Nick. I just emailed it out. I don't know if this is addressed. I space out from time to time. Number 11 ends with approved without objection, and my NIT is to just remove that.
Yeah, I deleted it from my draft.
Okay. Thank you. That's it. Bye.
Okay. And so I think that we're clear. We're going to have something circulated, and we'll have something by Monday. And if there's nothing else, then I think we can adjourn. We got a lot done. Just to recap, and Adriana, I'll try to send you the whole committee notes about what I think happened that might help with their minutes. And so... Pardon?
Yeah, Lydia, point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
I didn't understand the significance of Monday.
Monday was just because they're replacing the language in item 7, that one... which was amended
right,
by virtue of the PMB motion, and it's going to be Janet K and Janice, and they will circulate the language and allow others to give input so that by Monday we have something that hopefully everybody agrees with, and we can include it in the draft. It can be further amended at the PMB, I want to remind everybody, so whatever happens by noon on Monday, that's it. And And that's about it. So I think that what we did today is that we fine-tuned the job description without too much amendment, which I'm thrilled about, that we also are recommending a salary range of between 100 and 115, depending on experience, that we have approved a deadline of July 31st for the submission of resumes, that we covered a number of procedures, including contacting Otis for the email accessed by the chair, as well as copying the national office of those resumes, and that I will contact the former chair or the chair of the personnel committee at the time of the last search to try to get a list, but welcome other recommendations about where we might be posting this. That the budget is something I think we'll propose to include at the PMB meeting, because then we will have finance and the ED present. We'll have a better sense of what can be recommended in terms of a budget, and I will find out how much we spent in terms of the advertising budget last time. And let me see what else. Is that about covers it? And we picked 3 dates for our meeting. So I think we did quite a bit, and we did it on time, even before the adjournment at 7 o'clock, at 10 o'clock Eastern. Thank you all very, very much. So if there's nothing else, we are adjourned.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Have a good evening and weekend, everybody.